It's your boy, Brandon Town, and welcome to the Agent Crossover Podcast, where I interview agents that have made a crossover or move from their previous real estate companies to eXp Realty. It's the fastest growing real estate company in history. It currently sits at over 23,000 agents. Its shares are traded on the NASDAQ, and it's been able to double its business every year as revenue since 2015. Today, I have with me 13-year real estate veteran, Colin Bredner. He's selling residential in beautiful Prince George, BC. He's a former chef and restaurateur. Colin has modeled his real estate business around many of his philosophies that he learned in the restaurant business. One, you are only as good as your last dish. Two, serve people how you would want to be served. Three, feed the guests before you feed yourself. Four, the total experience, not just the food, is what brings guests back. And finally, create long-term relationships, not transactional acquaintances. His obsession with internet marketing fuels his passion for podcasting, online course creation, blogging, and social media. Colin, man, what's up? Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, this is great. This is a totally different experience for me because I run a couple of podcasts and I'm usually on the other end of this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so man, this is great. I may end up asking you questions.
Hey, we can switch it up. It's all good, baby. It's all good. How are you doing today, man? Tell us Beautiful. A little bit about yourself and everybody that's watching, going to be listening in the future.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, like you said, I've been selling real estate for a little over 13 years and up here in beautiful Prince George, British Columbia, one of the best places on the planet.
And, jealous, man.
Yeah, it's fantastic out here in BC. And, you know, I've been loving it. And I just made the move to eXp from my previous brokerage of 8 years, about a year and a half. I guess we're coming up on a year and a half already. It's amazing. And let me tell you, anybody that's on this ride with us can truly say it is incredible.
Oh, Canada is what I say to everybody. And what I mean by that is, do you feel what's happening right now within eXp? Yeah. Do you feel it, right? Like something special is just about to take off like a rocket.
Yeah. And honestly, it's really hard to communicate that to other people.
Yep.
Through my 13 years, I started at a small independent here in Prince George that a really good friend of mine owns, and he's a fantastic guy, and I got my start there. And then I moved to a big national brokerage brand where I was for 8 years, and I love it. You know, Remax and the Remax family are awesome. I love Remax. And then my friend showed me eXp. And it blew my mind. And
the first time you saw it, did it blow your mind?
No, no.
I wanted to challenge that a little bit only because it's usually not the first time that somebody sees it where they really see it. You know what I mean? It wasn't for me anyways. I had to do my homework. I had to look at this, look at that, and have a lot of conversations. So dive into that a little bit for me.
Yeah, absolutely. A friend of mine showed me in about November of 2017. He's a real estate agent down in Las Vegas. Him and I have been friends for a few years before that. And it wasn't even in British Columbia yet. We had not opened. So he just said, hey, I just moved to this brokerage. Here's some stuff on it. Have a look. And he knew that I couldn't join. So he didn't feel, you know, like he was trying to sell me on something. Yep. And I looked at it and literally I was just like, okay, yeah. I went right to the fees and I'm like, it's not that far off from what I'm paying at Remax. Looked a little farther, looked at the revenue share. And then I said, you know, Brandon, that's my buddy's name, Brandon as well. And I said, you know, this smells a little bit like an MLM.
Yep.
And of course he laughed, you know, and about 4 months later, I didn't look at it for about 4 or 5 months. And it was on a weekend and it had been snowing up here like crazy. So myself and my dogs, we didn't want to go outside and my wife was away. So I basically had this long weekend and I talked to my buddy Brandon all the time. And he said, hey, I was just in EXP World and I was just in Canadian operations, and they have the offices built out for British Columbia. So I know that it's coming to British Columbia.
Hey.
You should have another look at this. And, you know, at first my mind wasn't really open to it, but I had the time to look at it. And also my neighbor was involved with some sort of cosmetic brand or whatever. And just about 2 weeks earlier, she had a brand new Mercedes delivered to her doorstep from this company for building company. And I had been thinking to myself at that time, wouldn't it be cool to have, you know, some residual income, you know, just something else going on over here, and I can sell real estate, which I love doing, but have that little bit, you know? And so when I saw it, when Brandon showed it to me again, I dived deep into it. And like you, I just did a whole bunch of research, and literally that weekend, because it was snowing, didn't want to leave the house, wife was away, I must have watched every single video on YouTube and read every single blog. And after that weekend, I knew that I had to leave RE/MAX and join EXP.
That was your big aha moment?
Yep.
Right on.
Literally. Right on. And you know what? We often joke and talk about EXP's insomnia. Man, that stuff is real. I was so excited after seeing what EXP was doing. First, you know, I thought that, okay, it's a little too good to be true. Because
everybody
seemed, I know. It seems too good to be true. So I was skeptic, because, you know, the skeptic in me, when anything is too good to be true, then it's too good to be true. But, you know, as we quickly dive into this, join EXP, everything is true.
Yep.
it's awesome.
Man, I want to say that my experience has been actually even better than I ever imagined it would be. But yeah, we're here to talk about you. So I want to talk, how's your experience been so far? Tell the world a little bit about it, man. Fill us in.
The experience was really good. Now, I was there day one in British Columbia.
Wow.
And of course, you know, we were literally writing deals right off the bat, and we were still building out the back end of it. So, you know, the first few months were, you know, it was a little bit of learning and stuff. Exactly. And you know what? You're going to get that with any startup business. The growing pains are there. You know, EXP is growing by 1,000 agents a month. There's going to be hiccups. And to me, that's okay. And I joined, and, you know, I had my concerns at the beginning were, what's my access going to be to my broker?
Yeah.
You know, what if 8 o'clock on a Friday night, something's going crazy and I need to talk to somebody? And me being up here in Prince George, my broker is physically in Victoria. How is that going to work? And you know what? I think I made a phone call once or twice. Peter Fan, who is the most brilliant person that I know in real estate.
Are your brokers?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's our managing broker out here in BC.
Awesome.
He picks up the phone right away. If I text him, he texts back right away.
Hey, man.
And
I think most people like that access to their broker.
Oh, totally. And you know what? That alleviated, within a week, I was like, okay, whatever. You know, this is going to be awesome. And then, you know, in my second month, I get a revenue check. And my revenue share check, I can remember this, it was $10.20.
Oh, you got me, man. Mine was 22, like 10 cents, I think.
Ah, nice. And know what? When I received that in my bank account, $10.20, I knew at that point that everything that was promised with EXP was confirmed. Awesome. And I wake up every morning now and I'm excited.
Yeah. I've never been more excited to sell real estate and build a company in my entire life. And totally. And that's the energy I feel with everybody that's within EXP. You know, we truly are having fun, you know, fun in our business every single day. I mean, you still have the hiccups of the, you know, the real estate industry itself, but at the end of the day, we're having a lot of fun here.
Yeah. How long have you been selling real estate for?
7 years.
7 years. So, you know, I got to about the year 10, 11, and I started, you know, kind of like a marriage where it's the 12 year itch, right? And I think that's what they call it. And, you know, I started sitting there going, okay, I'm nearing 50 years old. You know, I've been grinding for 12 years. I've been on that treadmill of waking up in the morning, trying to figure out how I'm going to make a living.
Yep.
Over and over and over and over and over again. And it's the same thing, the same treadmill. And serious, you know, there were mornings where I was like, I don't want to get up. I don't want to go do this. I don't want to make my phone calls. I don't want to write my notes. I don't want to follow up with people, you know, and I was getting tired of it. Yep. And I thought, okay, I have to change something. So what do I got to change? Should I open my own brokerage? I don't know. I thought of it. I was.
That's the natural step, right? And when somebody's looking to build and expand and grow, That's what I did.
Yeah. And, you know, if you sit around and you're stagnant and not growing, you know, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Right. So I had that in my mind. I had done a few courses moving towards getting my brokerage license. And then I saw eXp Realty.
Exactly.
I was like, yeah, totally. And I was like, okay, I can build my own brokerage, my own team on the eXp platform and not have any of the liability.
Yep.
Not have any, because I know independent brokers or brokers of franchises, you know, they have big nuts to crack in the way of leases or mortgages and things like that. And that just puts more stress on top of you, you know, and let me tell you, it's crazy. eXp thing.
So we definitely got a couple things out of that, you know, your reason as to why you joined eXp. What do you think the top reason was, man? Like, you know, just being real right now, what was the
top reason was when I'm 60 years old and it seems closer every day.
Yeah.
I don't want to be running around trying to run down deals at night or hosting open houses on the weekend. I want to build a team around me that I can grow with and I can help them achieve their goals while achieving mine.
Boom.
That's really what it is.
And this platform allows that, right? We're in here to grow together. We're in there to help, you know, help agents sell more real estate. And then when that natural time comes where they want to start building their own team, then we can help them build their team within eXp, within their platform, within your downline. So everybody wins, man. It's an incredible, incredible business model that our Canadian founder, Glenn Sanford, created 10 years and about 2 weeks ago. So
I love it.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the fact that he's Canadian. It's beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. What do you think the biggest misconception is? When people hear or are talking about eXp, what do you think that is?
Well, the biggest misconception, I think, obviously, is the revenue share portion of it. You know, people have the same reaction I did at the beginning, that this is a pyramid scheme or an MLM. I think that is the biggest misconception, because a lot of us, and, you know, myself included, I'm going out there and I'm sharing this business model with people, because, you know, honestly, I think it is an absolutely brilliant business model, and I do not know why everybody isn't at eXp right now. But, you know, we're out there sharing it, and some people are put off by it, which, you know, I can understand. I get it. But I think that is the biggest misconception.
Like my business partner Michael Reese says, they're all coming, man, it's just a matter of when. So, I truly believe that, right? So it's just, you know, some people see it right away, some people don't. For me, it took 18 months. For some people, it's literally a day, right? So, I've already met people and brought people that it's been a day. So it's just a matter of where you are in your business, you know, what pain points you're experiencing at your current brokerage, and how we can align that with the HP Realty. So,
yeah.
You know, if you were to go back in time and give advice to your future self, what would it be, man?
I would be, don't worry about it. Just do it. You know what? Action means everything. I literally wish that I had found EXP 13 years ago, because the 49-year-old Colin would be so much more ahead. Yeah. But just do it. Have an open mind. You know, like my good buddy John Cooper on my podcast said, you know, he said, I'm a businessman with a real estate license, and that you have to look at your brokerage as a service to you. It's, and compare all your brokeraging services to all the other ones out there, no different than your cable company.
Yeah.
You know, would you stick at a cable company that was a lot more money for the same thing that you could get over here and have so much more opportunity? You know, just to have that open mind, which, you know, I think some people get in and they, and I get it, they have loyalties to people and they have loyalties to brands, which, you know, I don't really understand the loyalty to the brand thing, but you know, it's more so loyalty to people, and fear and ego get in the way of making decisions that are good for you and your family.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's emotion and ego that typically keep people out of this company, and that's okay. Yep. It's our job to help them get beyond that, because not everybody's built like us, and that's just the reality of it. We grow, we learn, we're coached. So it's our job to help people understand the model, but it's our job to help them understand that this is truly going to create a better life for them. And I'm loyalty, you know, I carry that on my chest as well. And I think that's a very, very important aspect in life in general. But at the end of the day, sometimes you do need to make a decision for yourself, for your family. And that would be my advice, is just look at this model, look at it a little bit closer, and then look at it again. Ask a lot of questions, watch a lot of videos, and then it will all start to make sense, because once you see it, you can't unsee it. And that's just
true. That's, I love that. Yeah. Once you see it, you cannot unsee it. And yeah, trust me, I've been there.
Where do you see lastly here before we check out, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Next 5 years, keep on selling real estate and building the team around me, and changing the lives of the people that are on this ride with me.
Heck yeah, man. Because
let me tell you, EXP is changing my life, and I can sincerely say that.
It is changing
my life.
And if somebody wants to get a hold of you to reach out and talk about EXP, how are they going to get a hold of you?
You know, Google my name and you will find many of ways to get a hold of me. But email is great. My name, Colin Bredner at gmail.com. You can phone me 250-552-3949. I love to talk and I love to connect with people and I love to bring value to people. So
that's awesome, man. Well, what I would say is join the dream team and let's build one big fire. Once you really see it, you can't unsee it. So please visit www.callbrandontown.com to take the confidential partnership survey and to schedule an EXP discovery call. Crush the day.
Love it. You got it, buddy. Thanks.